Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
In 2017, we purchased Tales from the Yawning Portal, flipped through it, and figured, how hard could this be? So far, the plumbing boys have lost every single adventure, while D&D has sat smugly in a corner, lording it over us. Well, now that's about to change. It's been 2 years since our last fight with D&D, and we've taken that time to finally get good, take down the Tomb of Horrors.
I guess I'm burning my last third level spell.
Yeah,
that seems about right.
And I'm probably swinging that greatsword at my good.
Oh, no, you're out of third level spells. Guess you burn a second.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
Hey, that's not so bad. Zamet surely
I've
still
slain
has
Jackson,
of...
I've slain Adam, and now I've slain you. You're
you
the
killed
last. They're dead.
Oh, what? And Adam?
And Adam.
Dude!
They were in my way. I will not rest until I get my vengeance.
Yeah, well done. You can look like such a big fucking idiot when these snakes are dead.
Zamet, you take 24 points of damage.
Oh my god.
All right. You will only be able to reduce 5 points from
okay,
it.
Then I'll
so
have
you take
the next
19
one.
Points of damage.
Okay.
And then Dusher.
Oh my god. Does it halve the attack's damage?
I thought it said halve the source.
No, it's just like attack's damage.
All right. Well, I'll give you 5 extra hit points, whatever.
Okay. All I'm right. going to need them.
Dusha,
mm.
You remember that Adam and Jackson are your friends.
What have I done?
Yeah.
If it makes you feel any better, your god's not going to hold this one against you.
Yeah, the gods are like, we got it. We know snakes.
Jackson is dead. It is the snake's turn. The snakes try to dominate you again.
Yeah, it sucks, dude. Yeah, they're not good. They're good friends of theirs. And you know what the important one is. So you feeling all right now?
This is your fault.
Damn it.
Zamet, you get a insight check to work out what's about to happen.
I'm gonna kill these snakes. I'm gonna fucking kill these snakes.
Zamet, you're like, well, the snakes need to die. So you try to attack them, but moving past your good friend Dusher and cursed attack, you were not aware that Dusher has turned back to the side of snakes.
That's fair. I'll get clobbered in the back of the head.
With a great sword.
Yeah, yeah.
You take another 15 points of damage, but that's it. Then you may attack snakes.
I look back and be like, the fuck up?
What are you doing?
You were in my way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I stab a snake.
You won't get sneak attack because you're not fighting next to an ally. but you will deal enough damage to take out the snakes. The snakes are destroyed. Joel Dusher, you remember once again who your real friend is.
I just look up. Well. Whoops. Anyway.
My quest for vengeance sometimes leads to allies dying, I guess.
I mean, that's okay.
Forgive me, God.
You were dominated. It's not on you.
That's
one way of looking at it.
Anyway. Look at Pink Bonk. Hey, buddy.
How you going?
Hey, great. Can you bring these cards back alive,
do you know
maybe?
What your resurrection spells, Pink Bonk?
Pink Bonk has like a good long hard think about it. And then he says,
what has a golden head and a golden tail, but no body?
That would be a gold coin, Bink Bonk.
That's a good one.
I just sigh.
Maybe he'll give you something to bring us back with.
Yeah, maybe a ring of resurrection.
Or, hey, this seems
the ring of resurrection.
This is more likely. More snakes.
More snakes.
Yeah.
We could leave, right? We could just go.
Yeah, you
could
just go.
He just doesn't keep answering our questions. Okay, he's not a quick answer.
If we run, we go down, which leads to that tunnel, which we're slow going through. He will then cast a snake. The snake will be in our asshole again.
I mean, I guess.
We can try.
Yeah. Do you follow us, Bink Bonk?
If you want me to come with.
I don't want you to come with her. You stay
Bink
here.
I'll
get
ready. Sure.
Yeah, we'll come back to you later, Bink Bonk.
Let's grab our good friends' bodies and let's go down the holes.
You're going to drag them through that? I don't think you could. Like, how would you grab them? Would you be
Bink
crawling
Bonk,
backwards?
Can you look after our good friends?
No, because everything is closed off. I figure we'll throw them in the portal and then we can be upstairs. You know what I mean? The big archways.
Okay.
Drag them. We'll derobe them. Drag them.
Throwing us through the archway.
Can you use their stuff? He's got better armor, I think. I think they both got better armor than what you're wearing.
Yeah, I can.
We pillage our good friends.
Yeah, okay. Sure.
All right. Well, Adam has pretty good armor.
Here's my character sheet. There should be take what you like.
Yeah, use armor and that sword of warning, I think. Helps us out.
I'll take the Warhammer of Warning.
I'm excited to resurrect.
Well, you.
If I am a nude, yeah.
You'll be happy.
Yeah, I will.
The Warhammer of Warning isn't, like, you're kind of specced out unless you wanted to take the shield and the Warhammer of Warning.
Might be useful.
What? Does he have a shield?
Yeah, he does have a shield.
Grab the shield of worm kind.
Yeah. Well, you can't use the shield and the greatsword. So what do you want to be using? The greatsword or the shield and the Warhammer of Warning?
You know what? Let's just keep the greatsword.
Okay.
Take my bag of dogs.
I'll take the bag of dogs.
Take his bag of dogs. We'll take off, put his armor on. We'll get them neutered up and we'll drag them down the hole.
Yeah.
And then when we get to the chapel, we'll chuck them to the archway. And then someone will see them into each other. They're dead now. Who cares? But then when we go through it, we'll go into them. Who cares? Whatever. They'll be there. Maybe we'll kill someone harder.
Maybe we'll roll out of the way.
Yeah. Maybe the explosion of them into each other will cause them to move. Or maybe he's a carrion, like bird, will come down and start like grabbing them and moving them aside or something.
Yeah.
What if we just put one through the portal and see what happens?
Why? We won't know.
Yeah, but they might, if they come back to life.
How? What do you mean?
I don't know.
I'm talking about grabbing their bodies if we end up going out.
Oh, okay.
While you're stripping them, the goblin turns to you and says, "You cannot enter this room."
What do you mean?
You cannot enter this room.
Oh, it's another room you can't enter. So it's like, what room cannot we enter?
That's your answer and it's wrong. No, I'm kidding.
So another riddle.
I've actually already done that joke on you.
Yeah, you have.
Classic Bink Bonk.
Yeah, so whatever room we kind of, like, you know, is it like a dark room? Is it something room? Is it a bedroom? A bedroom? They kind of feel room.
Room we cannot enter.
Yeah.
What room can't you enter?
TikTok.
It's like a,
he's gonna throw
is it like a, some kind of
snake.
Weird shit, like a broom kind of thing? You know what I mean? Like a bee room, like broom.
I'm
like,
sorry, you failed.
What?
The answer is a mushroom. You took too long.
Is it broom?
Mushroom.
I said mushroom.
It's the same thing, but it's the same.
Crawl. Move quick.
Do you start putting on the armor that you took off?
No. Fuck the armor because I know what's about to happen.
Yeah.
We need to get through this hole and quick. Yeah. In fact,
are you leaving the equipment behind then?
Yeah.
You're leaving them behind?
So you don't put on the armor?
Okay, so here's the thing now.
Yeah.
If I put on the armor...
I don't put on the armor. I'm dragging those cunts behind them.
But if we leave one of them, can we clog the hole with their body so the snake can't get through?
I mean, that seems rude.
Better than dying.
Yeah, I guess.
I'm on 3 hit points. I am the cause of all of your problems.
Yeah, that is true. Well, I guess I'll be... who would I be dragging? I guess I'd be dragging Jackson.
Yeah.
I'm a human being. You're a little goblin.
I'm dragging Jackson. Look, I'm dragging both.
Yeah.
We'll leave these bodies here. We'll return for them later. Better. They're dead.
I'm walking ahead.
You're crawling ahead because we're going into a fucking
hole. I'm crawling. We're not leaving them.
At the beginning of the end and the end of before.
Oh, yeah. It was two answer two things.
I know the answer.
Shut up.
I am at the beginning of the end and the end of the beginning is like a circle or Roboros kind of thing.
No, hang on. Can we get that one more time, please?
I am the beginning of the end and the end of before.
E. The letter E.
The beginning and...
It's the letter E.
B.
Before. No. Before into the E and the beginning of the end. E. It's the letter E.
End. Okay, whatever.
It's E. The letter E.
an answer?
Yeah.
You're correct. Yay.
B.
Sorry, I thought before it was like the beginning and the beginning of the beginning and the end of the beginning of before.
I think you only need one more. Either way.
Well, go on.
All right, I'm going to stop dragging the bodies. All right, fine, we'll risk it. Actually, no, okay, so I want to be standing.
Uh-huh.
Adam and Jackson stacked on top of each other, and we're standing behind them, and behind us is
the
door. So if we get this wrong, we're legging it.
We're legging it.
What has six legs but walks on only four?
Six legs, walks on only four.
You boys are running.
Feel so good.
The goblin, the skeleton goblin, puts legs, a hand on the on wall.
Walks. The chair doesn't have. Chair has got four legs.
And yeah, I was thinking table, but that doesn't make sense.
Doesn't make sense. Six legged table.
Unless four is in like not the number four. It's like some kind of like it walks on four. But that also I can't think of anything.
Any sense.
You say four when you hit a golf ball. You're golfing, dandy.
All right, so four legs, six legs, and they works on four.
Yeah.
Six legs. What the fuck are six legs? All I'm thinking is like the animals from Avatar.
TikTok.
Which does not help.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. One of the.
Can I get like an inside check? Because like I'm stupid.
No.
Be
you
nice
are
to
yourselves.
Me. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but I have more than 10 intelligence, and I don't think I do.
Back yourself.
Thank you.
Walks on four legs, has six legs, but only walks on four.
Six legs.
Ten.
Is it? Okay. Aid, drag the bodies, let's go.
Yeah. Chair. Oh, no, we legs.
No, don't answer. Let the countdown go, you fucking idiot.
We run. We're running. I'm dashing.
All right, you're not dragging bodies.
We
are
running.
Goodbye. So
long. Cool. I had given you the adamantine armor, but I'm going to remove it from you.
Yeah, that makes sense.
What was the answer?
A horse with a rider.
The classic.
Fuck riddles and fuck D&D. A horse with a rider. We've had a cow with a rider. That's still right.
I would have accepted it.
Yeah, didn't accept broom.
A man sitting on a chair.
Well, a chair doesn't walk.
Shut up.
What about a man
See,
sitting on
the
a
funny
dog?
Thing about you being dead is shut up.
You return to the clergy room, the holy room.
Grab like a gold coin from the fucking altar, slam it into the slot.
The door opens up for you.
This fucking, you going to go on, Mr. Cantrip.
All right.
We can't trip
it
because it's dead.
We're both very beat up from the fight. Should we have a rest before we go through this room?
Are you in the room that Azarak can see us? Sure. I sit down and have a lovely 8 hours.
Before we blow through the fucking wall. Because we've got that door, remember, that I need to blow through.
Okay, I have a sleep.
So we sleep.
All right. You spend 1 hour or 8 hours?
I spend eight.
Yeah, we spend eight.
You need the eight.
At the end of 8 hours, you don't feel any better.
We can't rest in this fucking room.
Not even.
We can't
rest anywhere in this dungeon.
That's so funny.
That's good stuff.
Good shit to hear. Anyway. I'm hungry. I grab that fucking bag of dog and just huck it on the ground.
All right, hang on.
I'm eating this.
Let's see what animal comes
up. Oh, I hope it's
up.
A bear. Fuck.
Oh, no.
It's still my friend.
Yeah. It is still your friend, but it's not going to let you just
Well, then I won't eat it if it's a bear, Adam.
We can use the bear to open the door, maybe.
That's what I'm thinking. An owl?
An owl.
All right, cool. Can I try and break its neck and eat it?
You break its neck and then it disappears.
Fuck! Magic sucks.
All right. Speaking of magic sucking,
I throw. I got even like entrails in my body, like in my hands.
Yeah.
Teleported to us.
I'm like just while this is happening, cast lay on hands on myself.
Yeah, clever.
It's a good move.
The gore disappeared when you weren't paying attention because you kept telefragging each other.
True.
But the gore from the animals had disappeared by the time you got back. Sorry, yeah.
I'm laying on hands myself for 70 HP.
Well, that's good. You won't die when you fall into the thing.
Yeah, yeah. We've got boots now.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, the only surviving members of the party are the members of the party who have.
Yeah, this would be a sort of a goodbye kind of anyway.
Have fun in the pit.
I had second wind. I should have used that, huh?
Yeah.
Well, unfortunately, you're dead now.
Dude, you are so dumb.
You were gonna, but you're like, how wounded am I? Oh, not that wounded.
You were like, I got 81 hit points. That's a heap. Well, and then in two turns, it was gone.
We're from 80 to 3 very quick. Unexpectedly quick.
Yeah.
Well, you were fighting someone that could attack 3 times and someone that combined you.
What hit points do you think you're currently on?
So with Leon, 73.
I have you on 91.
Lucky boy.
I'm happy to go with 91.
You know what? Yep. Let's stick with what you said, DM. Never argue with the DM. That's right. What I know. DM knows best. And I'm Joel Dusher, and I don't know shit. My character heals for 39 hit points, and I've still got half my lay on hands, and I'm ready to go, but I'm fighting fit.
Yeah.
Yeah, go with this some confidence.
Yeah.
Let me and Adam fade from your memory. Yeah.
Who?
We don't need them. We're almost at the end. Anyway, let's stab this door. Go on.
This... Jackson, I know how upset you get anytime your character dies in D&D and you can't do anything about it.
Yeah.
But you also play D&D like a man who wants to die constantly. So I want you to just sit in this and stop being so salty about the fact you're dead.
We had backups.
Yeah, we had backups. Oh, well.
Not enough. All right. So you're...
Well, yeah, if you wanted to be alive, you would have used second wind, I reckon.
I'd remember
that. You break your way through the door. You get into the countdown room. 20, 19, 18. It gets to 1. The door opens.
Okay. Off we go.
See that massive throne room, as I said before.
I
just
hop on my broom as I fly through the door.
I'm using my...
Yeah, I'm ignoring. I'm flying up. Yeah. I don't pay attention, Adam.
All right, you fly past.
Yeah, we'll fly up or whatever.
Yeah, okay.
I'm using my boots of flying or whatever that my good friend that I can't remember
Jackson,
the name
can
of.
Can you pick Joel Dusher or Joel Zammit?
Let's go Joel Dusher.
Wine back to water. All players' magical items become mundane until the end of the round.
How high did I get before that happened?
I'm assuming as high as you fucking could, mate.
Which means that, so let's say that I've made the move I want to make, right?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm directly, because I had follow-up plans here.
Yeah.
So I would have flown straight up, but directly above Azeroth.
Azarak, yeah.
Mm. Azarak. I hate him, but I can never remember
his
name.
Well, I'm clearly playing that card before you get to him.
Okay.
Yeah, well, right. At least I guess you'll fall... I don't know if you'll suffer fall damage.
Well, you will, yeah. You'll hit the floor.
Bounce, the floor will open, and then I'll fall again.
Yeah, you take...
Yeah, fair.
You hit the ground. You take 13 points of damage.
That's not
then
so
you
bad.
Need to make a dexterity saving throw.
Maybe you'll make it.
Maybe you will.
Does he
you
still fail? Have a third leg?
Oh, he does have the third leg. You're so slow.
I wish I was quick, but someone gave me a third leg.
You have just enough time to realize you have been pierced by the spikes at the bottom of the pit before with a pop, you're out the front.
I flook down.
I wonder if when the dungeon resets, mine and Adam's bodies will just be shunted into a wall somewhere or magically disposed of.
What do I see? As I flow up. Flow up, flew up.
Well, you see nothing that I haven't said before. Okay. Oh, let me
as
actually,
I'm zipping around on my broom. Okay, what am I looking for here? What am I doing?
I don't know.
Like
you're by yourself
now, I know.
Buddy.
That's what I'm saying. What am I looking for? What am I going to do?
What was the last bit of that riddle?
You see
stab a door or
something. You
some
see the columns. You see chandelabras spaced around the room. You see that chair, the raised like sort of dais with the chair with Azarak on it.
Okay, can I look at float near Azarak? What's he doing?
He doesn't respond. He says what he says, and then he lies back down.
Can I grab his head?
You touch him, and he fades. You realize he is an illusion.
Of course he is.
You almost had me there.
No, I didn't.
But you're far from over.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Little holes. Open all along the room, and spiders begin filling the room.
New enemy unlocked.
Okay.
Well, obviously the spiders can't get to you, so you're fine.
Do they trip the trap? Do they get teleported to the front?
The spiders don't seem to affect the trap.
Oh, okay. Damn thank it. God, Deuce is not teleporting.
Can I?
Spiders.
Wait.
Oh fuck.
Wait.
That would be
Adam,
so much funnier.
If I drop a hammer, does it trigger a trap?
Do you drop your hammer?
I do.
All right, it doesn't trigger the trap. You don't have your hammer anymore.
Okay, can I drop a crowbar on the thing?
You lose your crowbar.
That's fine. I want to say, like, is it a weight thing?
just keep dropping stuff. That sounds good. And
it's
then when
working
you go to
so far.
Yeah, when you go to pick it up, it'll be covered in spiders.
I don't need a crowbar and hammer now. It's fine. Okay, what's on the...
Well, could you go down and just touch it with your feet but stay on the broom?
No,
then you're going into the
spiders. I don't want spiders. How big are the spiders?
This kind of thinking that
just
led me to die.
Oh, they're just spider-sized?
Yeah.
Oh, whatever.
Okay.
Okay, what's on the throne?
You go inspect the throne?
Just flying around.
Yeah. Right.
Harry Potter motherfucker.
Yeah.
The spiders are kind of like around the throne, so you will be getting close to spiders.
Can I stab them as like one by... Can I just very gingerly just...
one by one.
Just stab them with my goddamn like rapier.
All right, you can spend a little bit of time hovering there.
I got nowhere to be.
Kill spiders. Yeah. All right. The spiders keep making their way towards you. Eventually, because I guess they can't really reach you. After an amount of time, you have killed all of the spiders in the room. A set of doors at the other side of the door of the room.
Off we go. Cool.
What was your motivation for this?
I got to give him a summons. Now I want to get out.
Do sure you're outside.
I go back in.
Do it all again, baby. Do it all again.
I will not rest until my enemy is dead.
Maybe figuratively and literally, you could rest.
You could have a long rest.
That's 8 hours. Who knows what's going to happen to this boy?
I don't need a long rest.
You got your spells back then after a long rest.
Oh, yeah, I would have got my spells back. Oh, well, but I don't do that.
Yeah. What colors do you put in?
I go yellow, blue, orange.
The mist fades?
Step through.
You're going to go visit Bingo?
In the corridor.
No. No, I'm not going to go visit Bingo.
Why not? Where are good? Do you get to see our good friends' bodies?
You return to... Oh, wow, you've got the door.
Yeah.
The locked door.
Dementia. Oh, you didn't sleep. You fucking idiot.
You're just gonna have to try and lockpick it, dude. You can do it without tools. You're just gonna absolutely get your hands chopped.
Wait, what's the door made out of?
It's made out of wood and steel.
Oh, wow. Well, we don't
have to bigger.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
How to deal with cantrip.
I'm just going to keep blasting
you. Father Jaldush's four doors before.
Oh, I guess I'm really stupid. The spell reflects.
The fucking magic door.
Just get your hands chopped off. You'll be fine.
You take 14 points of damage from your own fucking spell.
You idiot. Go back out. Go to the...
I can't. Yes, you can. The door is sealed behind you,
remember? No, there's the archway. Go through that rest.
There's the archway ahead of you in this room.
Yeah. You can go back out.
Wait, where does this archway go?
Who knows? Well, Jack went through it and he went back to the start, remember?
Yeah, but doesn't it go back to the start of the...
Exactly. So you can have a sleep.
Dungeon, yeah.
Then dimension door to wherever you need to be.
Let's do that.
I'll see you in 8 hours. Pick up my corpse.
It's going to be, because if you die, I'm still like, I got to kill this guy, so I'm trying to solo the dungeon.
Killing all of the spiders the way you are doing it would take a lot of time. So I'm assuming about 8 hours.
Okay, that's fair.
That's exhausting.
All right, Dusha, you take an 8-hour rest outside.
Have a bit of a nap on, like, my broom.
Oh, yep.
More spiders.
Zamet, you have one level of fatigue.
Oh, I'm so sleepy. Can I have a... Is it the fatigue go away in short rest or long rest?
Long rest.
Yeah, it takes a long rest for exhaustion.
And this place, even though I do rest, I don't actually heal.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, that is annoying.
That's cool about this dungeon.
Yeah. Like, there's heaps of ways to get out.
Yeah. You can leave whenever you want.
Yeah, that's great. Uh-huh. Okay. Well, after killing those spiders, does JD catch up with me?
Well, JD, you've got the door. What do you do?
So I cast Dimension Door.
All right. And where would you like to go?
Because I can picture it properly, I'm going to teleport to the room, the 20 gem countdown room.
The countdown room? Yeah. Right. You step into the Dimension Door and you realize immediately something awful has happened.
I've been wanting to use this Joel fucking Dusha, spell.
Joel Dusha, you are in hell. Joel Dusha, your adventure ends here.
What?
You cannot Dimension Door out of hell. You are a paladin, now without spells, in hell. You will probably not last the day.
What?
My God has forsaken me.
Joel Zammit, it's up to you.
Okay, after having a brief 1 hour, just a little kip that did nothing,
yep.
I'll fly through that door.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Surely
Joel Zammit can solo the boss of this dungeon alone.
Right. Surely he can get to the boss by himself. Yeah, as long as there's no one enemy.
Yeah, so do you stay hovering
on the broom?
Of course I stay hovering on the broom. Okay. So long as there's an archway that I could go in and then just fuck off, I'm good.
Yeah. You're out. Fuck this dungeon.
Yeah.
All right, there's a passageway up to a door.
Yeah.
A 10-foot deep empty pit completely fills the passageway and extends so far to make jumping across it impossible for most
people. Lucky you've got a broom, baby.
You've got this broom.
We all laughed at the beginning when I gave you a broom and you magic boots. Yeah. We said silly choices, Jackson.
Yeah. Look at me now. Who on a broom.
Is a genius now.
I'm in hell.
Yeah. You get to 3 doors. This is the end of the corridor. The pit is behind you.
No one to confer.
There is a door in front of you and then a door to each side of you. The door directly in front of you has 2 keyholes in it.
Uh-huh. Stab a door.
Yeah. What do you do?
Look through the one, no
eyes.
There's
an east door. That's the one with 2
and
keys.
And one has no...
And a north and a south door.
And one has no door. One, there's no, like,
keyhole.
So there are 3 doors.
Yeah.
One door directly in front of you. I'm going to stop saying cardinal directions because that's going to confuse people.
Yes.
The middle door has 2 keyholes in it. Yep. The left and right doors just look like normal doors.
Okay. What did that?
Let me know if you touch any of the doors.
Okay.
Stab a door and look eye is my notes. Can I peer through the keyhole?
You peer through the keyhole?
Yep.
That's all right. Really,
I'm assuming you're not touching it.
Move, of course not.
But
all right. You see just blackness within.
Okay.
Probably the interior of a lock.
Okay. Stab the door. Don't stab a door.
I wish I could help. I have written down something useful, but I'm dead.
Yeah, I know. I'll go to the other door, have a look at them.
The left and right doors? They're identical. Yeah. They just look like regular doors.
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe,
dude. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. I take my dagger and stab the one with two... just stab the little one with the two...
Two
keyholes.
Locks?
Yeah. Just stab it.
You are electrocuted.
Okay. Cool.
Metal conduct. Electricity.
Surely you'll find an arch to get out of this hellhole.
You take 24 points of damage.
Just go home.
Go home.
That's my plan.
Yeah.
Okay.
What would you like to do?
Go to the other door.
Which other door? Left or right?
I just got left.
Left? Okay. What do you do?
I brace myself. Was it a deck saving throw for the electricity by any chance?
There was no saving throw, no.
Did I take half damage? No. Okay.
No. You need to see the source.
Yeah.
You just got electrocuted.
Yeah, that's fair.
You can't really see the source of the electricity when you stick a sword into a
power I'll stab this door.
Socket. You touch
it. We're just touching it.
You touch the door, nothing happens.
No, can I open the door?
Yeah, you open the door.
What's that?
There's another.
Hang on. Whoa. How are we doing about opening doors?
Okay. Yeah.
All right. You open the door.
Of course I did.
There is a broom cupboard sized room and nothing else.
Okay.
Last time we went into a broom cupboard sized room, we got teleported somewhere.
Yeah, but there's no.
There's no mist in it.
There's no mist.
But there was no mist in the one I went in, right? Oh, no, that was on the other side of mist.
Okay. And then go to the other door, open that one.
As you're turning around, you see that there's like a shimmering effect in this room. It looks like you realize in a moment, it looks like you're looking at actually through a very polished glass
thing
into this room. It's not glass or a mirror. As it slides out, you realize it is a completely clear gelatinous mass. It attacks you.
Cubed. Joel Zammit gets cubed. I got snaked. You?
Well, I don't know what happened to you.
I wonder
your end was unexpected.
Yeah.
I wonder
if the Tomb of Horrors was cursed to make my magic go bad, or if I just rolled the worst it's ever rolled.
I reckon you're not meant to teleport in that dungeon. That's my sneaky theory.
There's a chance they anticipated. I'm honestly shocked you could burn down that one door you did.
Yeah.
That's absolutely insane.
Unless maybe that was what cursed me. Maybe I had a curse I didn't know about.
Could be. At least I died the good old-fashioned way. My head cut off by my good friend.
Or you were full of snakes.
Yeah. I died, I think, a warrior's death.
Yeah.
Valhalla awaits me. Can I come into the great dining hall? No, your death was stupid. Turn around.
At least the king's happy. Finally, Worm Knight's dead.
What of the Worm Knight? Anybody? No, my lord. Good. Haven't heard of him in months.
Yes!
Wonderful. Run me a bath.
As soon as the ooze touches you, Zammit, you feel it burning away at you.
Okay.
Oh, great news.
Anything non-magical that you are wearing is destroyed.
My clothes. My little goblin digs out.
You're nude as the dungeon.
My little goblin digs out. No.
It's funny because there's nothing you can do to restock any of that. You're just nude.
Permanently nude.
Oh, get out of here.
All right, now we roll initiative.
I'm so sad this wasn't all three of us encountering this cube. And all three
nude,
of
fight, nude,
just
fight.
I'm going to be nude the rest of the time.
All right, Zami, you go first.
Does it take up the whole space?
Yeah, it's consuming the area.
Can I zip back to the other, to that empty broom closet? And I'm hoping it's a teleportation.
The other broom closet?
Yeah.
All right, you open the door to the other broom closet. Sitting in, it's another broom closet. Sorry, it's not a broom closet.
No,
you turned around to get to that one. You turn around and you open that room.
I see.
It is another, indeed, broom cupboard-sized room.
Maybe they'll fight each other.
Yeah.
No, actually, in this room, there is a single wooden chair, which a zombie is leaning back. As you open the door, he turns around as if shocked to see you. Ah, he says... What would you like to do?
Friend or foe?
Yeah, friend or foe.
Hang on.
What? Do you even have weapons
Gary,
anymore?
Gary! He says,
hey, Gary, I'm Zammit. Can I come in here with you?
He looks past you. No.
You gonna stop that?
He closes the door.
I open that door and I get in.
All right, you get in and you try to close the door?
Yeah.
All right. It's just going to melt through, he says.
Oh, man.
It's turn. Sure enough, you've cornered yourself.
Was there any way up?
No, there was no way up.
Was there any way back?
You could have gone back, yeah.
Oh, wait, for some reason I thought we were just trapped in this whole, like...
There's a long corridor. At the end of the corridor, there's the three doors.
So there's the way back.
Yeah, back the way you came.
Oh, can I fly back down that way then?
Sure, all right.
For some reason,
closes the door.
I'll be back in a bit.
Not.
I'll just zoom back the way I came.
The ooze begins filling this corridor.
Okay.
You fly back to past the pit trap.
Yeah.
Back to where the turn to get to the previous room is, but there is no turn.
Yeah, I know.
It's a dead end.
I'll just wait for the pit trap. I want him to fall down the pit trap.
The ooze slowly climbs into the pit trap and unfortunately does not take any damage. And it fills the room.
Okay.
It's big.
Could I have been peppering it with arrows as it comes towards me?
Sure, you could pepper it. All right, it's going to take... how long is that corridor? It is quite slow.
Yeah.
Not slow enough.
Yeah. I just think, like, because I pepper with arrows and zoom around and fly around. And
you've
hopefully...
got three turns before it hits you.
Wow.
All right.
Hang on.
Yeah?
Can I go down into the trap? and activate, I'm assuming, hopefully, a teleportation out of there.
But surely, right. If there's ever been a time for there to be no teleporter, it'll it's be when you're careening down toward the spikes.
So
just float down.
You float down. There are spikes down the bottom.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You get down to the spikes.
Yep.
You have not teleported.
Fuck.
Now, you do remember previously, you didn't get teleported until after you were impaled.
You try and step around the spikes and try and touch the bottom?
No, I'm not saying that's the solution.
What's
I'm
my just... current health?
Six.
Is there any conceivable
You've really
way...
You've really not got a lot of time to think this over. Yeah.
Is there any conceivable way I can kite this ooze?
It really fills the corridor.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just impale yourself a little bit.
What if I just touch my little goblin...
You
my little, well, my little goblin, little toe is naked now. Yeah. Oh, just,
prick your dick and balls or something.
Prick my little dick and balls.
You prick your toe on the spike. Do you do it hard enough to cause damage?
Like, yeah, I guess.
Yeah, I guess
I don't want to try. Yeah, I guess you got it.
You cause, let's say, 1 point of damage. Nothing happens. You're not sure if... Because, even with 1 point of damage, you really did not fall in as hard as you have fallen in previously.
I'll push it
through. Once again, I'm not claiming this is the solution. All right?
I've got no other solution.
All right? You prick for 2 points.
Yeah.
All right? Once again, nothing happens.
So you're down to...
Three.
I guess...
Well, okay, the teleport works.
The ooze is climbing into, or it's filling into this pit at this point.
If it fills the pit, I mean, I'm not there. I'm dead. Yeah. In hell.
What's your question?
But just if the ooze fills the pit, could you then go back over the ooze?
Or is the ooze
ooze completely consumes the corridor. Yeah. It's almost as if it's a trap.
The ooze is growing.
It's almost as if you kind of have to fucking fight the ooze.
But really, let's just hypothetically, if I was able to in 3 turns shoot it with a bow and arrow.
Well, you've got two turns.
I know, previously when there was 3 turns, would that have done anything?
Well, you don't know how much health the ooze has.
No, I know. Like, honestly. Zamet asking as in like the,
honestly,
not the character.
I mean,
the
no, you.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
Hoping that impaling yourself on these spikes sends you back to the entrance is probably the best.
So look, I'm going to go up a little higher.
Yep.
And then
cut to where you would fall if you were to fall in.
Yeah. And deactivate my broom, roll onto my back, and hold my little goblin dick and nuts so that I'm getting impaled too much. Close my eyes and hope our lovely passerby notices me.
Well, you've got saving throws if you do get teleported.
Yeah, exactly. And close my eyes and hope.
You take 22 points of damage.
Jesus Christ. Straight through my little goblin dick and nuts.
You do not teleport. So I guess you just impale the spikes. Is the
Adam, did the spikes at least miss my dick and nuts? You gotta tell me. You gotta tell me.
Highs or lows, Sam?
This is the most important highs or lows of your entire role-playing career, dude.
Highs.
You thankfully do not get skewered in the junk.
Oh, my dick and nuts remain pristine.
So when you go to goblin heaven, you still have a dick and nuts.
It's painless. Almost. It's peaceful, if anything. Peaceful is how I would describe it.
The ooze just consumes you.
Do I get to the gates of hell and do they let me in?
Sure.
I think the most demoralizing thing about this entire escapade, this specific adventure, is that it proves that it was never the game. It's us.
We're just not
you
clever.
Know, it's beyond being never the game. So, unbeknownst to you, rather than the Tomb of Horrors, you have been doing what I like to call the baby Tomb of Horrors.
Oh, no!
What?
Online content creator.
Yeah.
XP to level 3. Give them just a quick shout out to let them know. Thank you for making this free in public. Did a alternate version of this dungeon, which is significantly easier than the default dungeon.
Oh.
Significantly easier. Like, so you were maybe 3 rooms from the end
when
you
died. Oh, man. Oh, it was so close.
You were maybe 3 rooms from the end of the baby version of the dungeon.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. Look.
I was wondering why you're using your laptop and not the book that was next to you.
If we were doing the real version of the dungeon.
From the yawning portal, that book that's been next to your chair this whole time.
You would have been one third of the way.
And
Adam, can I just, as a player, just ask a question? Did I go to hell because I rolled really badly, or did I go to hell because the Tomb of Horrors doesn't let you teleport?
The Tomb of Horrors doesn't let you teleport. That would be too easy, you silly little boy.
Yeah.
What happened to Lucky the Worm?
Well, Lucky the Worm became a demon.
Oh, yeah, because Lucky the Worm went to hell. Yeah.
No, Lucky the Worm didn't go to hell. He went through a door that made you a demon. You didn't
so if we had have gone through that, we would have become
you would
have
been made a demon, yeah.
Oh, cool.
Oh, but then I would have lost my paladin powers.
Yeah,
would
have been... No, you would have been... you would have lost your paladin powers, yeah.
I would have got demon powers.
You got demon powers, and then if you remained in hell, kind of good.
I would have been good then, but I wouldn't have been able to cast Dimension Door.
No, it's a chicken and egg situation.
Yeah.
So at the end of the entire Tales of the Yawning Portal, can we just get a score check?
Yeah.
All right. So
can we just get a quick score check?
Yeah. So we did seven adventures.
Let's go through them one by one. Just the title. Say whether we won or lost. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Just to kind of clarify everything, so we get a final score.
So let's set it out.
We lost that one.
So zero to plumbing the Death Star. One to the Tales of the Yawning Portal.
Yeah.
Forge of Fury.
Once again, I think that was
that what I would call that a loss. Yeah.
Zero to plumbing the Death Star. Two to Tales of the Yawning Portal.
The Hidden Shrine of Tomoe-chan.
That was a loss.
Okay, that was actually a loss.
That was a pretty bad loss.
So,
probably
the Death Star zero.
Still zero.
That was a pretty big loss.
Still three love. Okay. Yeah.
That's all right.
White Plume Mountain.
Dead by Gelf and
Dead by Crab.
Dead by Crab.
Dead by Crab.
Okay, so that's a loss. That's zero to us. Nothing else. That's not a win.
Zero. Tales of the Yawning Portal 4.
Dead in Thay. Killed by Adam.
Killed by Adam. That's right.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. This isn't the first time that the party's killed.
It's really our kryptonite. D&D is our kryptonite. Any kind of encounter of any variety is our kryptonite.
We have this really good thing. We make, say, even we have a good character that's powerful, it's got good eyes. Items and shit. One of us will inevitably be dominated and then ruin the rest of the party.
I think the problem is that no matter who we're playing, it's us playing.
So that's zero, five. The comeback could be on from here.
Against the Giants, dead in the first room.
Dead in the first room, nearly dead at the entrance.
That was a victory for a couple of us.
We did what we wanted to, but not what Dungeons & Dragons wanted us to do. So that's still probably a loss.
That was a moral victory for us.
So zero, still a zero.
It was a classic underdog story where they still lose the grand final.
And today's adventure sadly came to a conclusion of us losing, so that 0-7.
Yeah, and
zero
it wasn't really even the actual proper dungeon. It was the baby version, so I would actually round that up to a almost like a 10 to D&D.
D&D gets some bonus
almost
points.
Actually maybe 7 to D&D, -1.
We lost by 8 out of 7 adventures.
It was less of a bonus to them, but more of a negative to us.
It was kind of total annihilation of the plumbing boys.
Maybe D&D's not for plumbing boys. But did we ruin it?
Yes. We played it, sure. But did we ruin it? I think so.
Oh, big time. If the creators of D&D could see us...
If Gary Gygax was aware of this,
he'd be so upset.
He'd be spewing.
Dick and nuts.
No.
That's not what I created this game for.
Yes, it is, Gary Gygax. Suck shit.
Yeah, I think we did a good job ruining it.
Yeah, I think we still...
did what it says on the title.
Well, we ruined it enough that we couldn't even fight the proper boss. we had to get a baby version
of it. That's basically true of every dungeon we did.
We're the best at this.
Yeah. Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend. Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.